Chapter 8. Meeting My Mother. On the 11th of February 2012, I arrived at the airport in the city of Indore. I got off the aeroplane and my feet touched the ground in India for the first time in 25 years. It was very exciting to be back, but after all this time, I felt like a foreign visitor in the country. My suitcase was lost at the airport. When I tried to ask someone about it, he replied in Hindi, and I did not understand a single word. The man found an English-speaking person, but I still felt like a lost boy again, trying to find someone to help me. On the bus journey to the hotel, I noticed that lots of things were the same as 25 years ago. There were still animals in the street, homeless people and large crowds. But I was surprised at how dirty everything looked, which was so different from Hobart. After a few hours' sleep in the hotel, I got a taxi to Kandwa. The journey took 2 hours, and I smoked a few cigarettes during it to try to calm my feelings. When we reached the town, I did not recognize it at all, and I immediately felt worried. I asked the driver to go straight to the railway station. When we arrived there, I knew where I was. I was not far from home. I was too excited to go to the hotel to sleep, so I left my bags in my room and decided to walk to Ganesh Talai. So much of the area was different, but something inside me knew the way to go. I noticed that many of the old houses were gone, and there were newer, more modern ones in the same place. What if my home was gone too? I remembered what Mum said to me at the airport. Don't get too excited. But as I got closer to my home, it was impossible not to feel that way. I walked around the small streets, but I did not feel completely ready to go straight to the house yet. I saw a small outside space that I remembered playing in as a child. It looked different now, but I knew that it was the same place. I was very close. It was time to finish my journey. My heart was in my mouth as I finally turned and started walking on the street that took me to the house. Suddenly, the building was in front of me. It looked so small, but there was no mistake. This was my home. It was also empty. The mud floor looked the same, but it was dirtier. I remembered how my mother liked to clean it every day. The walls were painted white now. The door was the same size as a window in Hobart, and I could not believe that I lived in this small space with my mother, sister, and 2 brothers. There was nobody here. There was only a goat eating grass by the door. I always knew that my family might not be here. But to see the empty house was still horrible. I did not know what to do next. My search was finished. I was standing there watching the goat, with no plan in my mind, when a young Indian woman holding a baby came out of another house. She noticed me and spoke to me in Hindi. I said, "I don't speak Hindi. I speak English." I was very surprised to hear her say, "I speak English a little." Quickly, I said, "This house." Then I said the names of my family. Kamla, Gudu, Kalu, Shakila, Saru. I showed her the photos of me as a child. That was when the woman said what I did not want to hear. No one lives here any more. But then a man walked over, who spoke good English. He looked at the photos and told me to wait while he walked down a path. Now other people were getting interested, and a small crowd was growing around me. After a couple of minutes, the man returned and said the words that I will never forget. Come with me. I'm going to take you to your mother. As I followed the man, I did not really understand what was happening. Could it be true that this man knew where my mother was? It did not seem possible. Everything was happening so fast. The man stopped in front of three women who were standing outside a house, all of them looking in my direction. I looked at each woman. I did not recognize the first and the third woman. The middle one was my mother. She was slim and small, with grey hair, and she was wearing a bright yellow dress. She was old, but I knew her face, and she seemed to know me too. She stepped forward, took my hands, and she held them. Her eyes were wide open while she looked at me. After 25 years, this was a huge surprise for her. Before either of us said anything, my mother took me to her house. A long line of people followed, who were all interested to see what was happening. As we walked, my mother seemed completely lost in her feelings. She spoke to herself in Hindi. Then she looked up at me with wet eyes. I could not even speak. My mother lived in a small building. Inside, she took me to her bed to sit down, and she took a mobile phone out of her dress. When she said, "Kalu, Shekila," I understood that she was calling them. So they were still here too? She spoke excitedly on the phone, screaming and laughing and saying, "Sheru, Sheru." It took me some time to understand that she was saying my name. Was it possible that I was saying my name wrongly all these years? The crowd of people outside was getting bigger and bigger. People were talking about the lost son who was back. It was big news. Luckily, some people spoke a little English, so they could help me and my mother speak. The first thing that she asked me was, "Where have you been?" When I told her, she could not believe it. My mother described how she felt, saying she was surprised with thunder that her boy was back, and that her happiness was as deep as the sea. I had thunder in my head too. After the long search, everything was happening so fast now. There were people shouting and laughing all around me, trying to look at me. My mother was laughing and crying. There were a lot of questions, of course. My mother did not know anything about what happened to me on the night that I got lost. Luckily, a woman called Cheryl lived in the area. She had a British father and Indian mother, so she could speak both English and Hindi well. She helped me and my mother have our conversation. I told my mother about being on the train, getting lost in Kolkata, and being adopted. To her, it seemed impossible that I lived somewhere so far. My mother was happy about my adoption. She wanted to thank Mum and Dad for looking after me and giving me a good life. I was very happy to hear this. The building that my mother lived in was old and small, and only 3 meters wide. The roof had holes in it, so the rain could come in easily. I was unhappy to see her in a home like this. But it was still better than our old home, and I knew that she worked hard to have it. She was too old to carry stones on her head, so now she worked as a house cleaner. Her life was not easy, but she said to me, "I'm happy." Finally, two special visitors arrived. They were my brother Kalu and my sister Shakila. When Shakila entered the room with her husband and two sons, she immediately started crying. Kalu was so surprised that he just looked at me. They did not speak English, so we all just smiled and cried. But where was Gudu? I wanted to hear his story about that night in Burhanpur. Did he think about it often? This was when I heard the hardest news. My mother said sadly, "He is no more." The night that I got lost on the train, Gudu did not come home either. He died in a train accident. My mother lost two sons in the same night. Hearing about his death broke my heart. From our conversations, I learned more about my mother's life after she lost me and Gudu. She was not worried about us in the beginning, because children in India at that time often stayed away from home. But after a week, she started to be afraid, and Kalu searched for us all over Kandwa and Burhanpur. After a few weeks, a policeman came to the house with a picture of Gudu's dead body. He was only 14 when he died, and it is still very painful for my mother. It was also hard for Kalu in a different way. After losing two brothers, he was the oldest boy, so he had to look after the family. Some people in the crowd were not sure if I was really my mother's son. They thought that I could be lying. My mother said, "A mother knows her child anywhere." But then she held my head in her hands. She was looking for the scar that I got when I was running away from the dog. When she saw it, she smiled and said, "He is my son." After a long while, I became tired and I had to go back to the hotel. It took a long time to say goodbye to everyone, and I promised to come back the next day. Back in my hotel room, I thought about the huge changes in my life. The search for my family was finished. I also thought about Gudu. He was so good at moving quickly between the trains. It was hard to believe that he just fell. Was he worried about me that night? Maybe he was searching for me. What if he panicked and fell on the tracks? But I knew that I could never know for sure, and I should not worry about it. Before getting into bed, I sent a message to Mum and Dad. "I have answered my questions. My family here is real, just like my family in Australia. My mother has thanked you, Mum and Dad, for looking after me. My mother, brother and sister understand that you are my family. They are just happy to see me. I hope that you know that you are always first with me. That will never change. Love you." Of course, it was hard to sleep. Together again with my mother, Kamla, after 25 years, we are standing outside her house, which is just around the corner from our old home.